You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
How many people have been charged with crimes of violence in connection with the events on January 6th?
Senator, I'm not sure exactly how many have been charged with crimes of violence. I know that there are
How many have been charged with nonviolent crimes?
I don't have the numbers of people charged, whether at the state or federal level. I know that
How many people are currently incarcerated concerning the events of January 6th?
I don't know the number of people incarcerated. Again, I know that
Let me ask you that. Look, we've limited time, so I don't want you to filibuster. You either know the answer or you don't. How many people have been placed in solitary confinement concerning the events of January 6th?
I don't have any information about that, Senator.
Your answer to every damn question is, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. You're under oath. You may believe at the Department of Justice that you are unaccountable to the American people, but that is not the case.
Not the case at all. And here we are, January 13th, 2022. That was Senator Ted Cruz from the inquiry the other day with the Department of Justice officials asking about what have you actually done about January 6th? How many numbers did you take into custody? How many have you charged? And remember, and I could have predicted this, I think you could have also, they have claimed constantly it's been an insurrection. An insurrection would be an overthrow of the government. They're claiming it was going to be an insurrection. That was the full intent of the mob that crashed into the White House, fighting through police barriers and guards and so forth outside, and then going inside. And we kept saying, you keep saying insurrection, but nobody's been charged with insurrection. Wonder why? Because there is no such legitimate reason to do so. But see, you ask and you press that question enough, well, look what happened here today. This news just coming out, confirmed by one of the attorneys for one of those now charged. The Justice Department now charging 11 defendants with seditious conspiracy related to the Capitol attack January 6, 2021. Including the leader of the Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes. Yeah, you just keep complaining enough about things with this administration, and they just say, well, we'll show them. Yeah, we'll go ahead and we'll create some insurrection-type charges. Seditious conspiracy is a far cry from the simple trespassing that they had been hitting, and in some cases assaulting police officers and Capitol officers, and I've agreed every step of the way that those guys should be charged. Vandalizing the Capitol, stealing from the Capitol, I agree with all of those charges, but no insurrection, because there was no insurrection. If there had been an insurrection, they would have been busting down the doors, not just Ashley Babbitt crawling through a window, getting shot, falling back, and everything stops. I mean, it would have been a battle to the end, and it would have been nasty, bloody, and thank God it wasn't, because it was wrong in the beginning. But you keep asking, and now they said, okay, let's just create some charges. And I believe that's exactly what they've done. They sat around through cocktails last night, said, enough of this, let's just charge several of them. Let's move forward on it. Seditious conspiracy. And then the other thing, all of this concern about the mask and the conflicting information we get from the CDC, as stated yesterday by the vaccine coordinator at Texas Children's Hospital in Texas, basically, stating there's a lot of miscommunication. And also it's been acknowledged there's a lot of mistrust between the American people and the government because of miscommunications. And today VP Harris got nailed about why all these things are so slow to move and not moving, why we're not better off, and the question about the mask, are they proper? Well, looky here again. Now Biden gets in front of the camera and says, coming next week, free high-quality mask. Free high-quality mask N95 type. You think they're not listening and scared? Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
For years, I've told you, be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. That's because I know the excellent work Wellington does when it comes to making your home, your business, even hospitals safe. See, recently I asked Wellington to check a relative's home. The relative had been constantly sick. Doctors couldn't find a cause. I asked Tom Wellington, please check the house. After extensive testing, Wellington could rule out mold and other air and water toxins. Well, that was a major relief, and the negative results gave doctors added information. So when I encourage you to call Wellington, I mean it. Wellington, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, Missouri and Illinois. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. I want you to know something special. John Beal Roofing constantly gives back to the community in so many ways, supporting more charities and good causes than any other local roofing company. Why? It's the right thing to do. Keep that in mind when you need a new roof, plus quality work at the lowest price, guaranteed. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
I've been holding it so long. I've been sleeping all alone. Lord, I miss you. I've been hanging on the phone. I've been sleeping all alone. I won't miss you.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
We still have a number of people that is in the millions of Americans who have not been vaccinated and could be vaccinated, and we are urging them to get vaccinated because it will save their life.
At what point does the administration acknowledge these people aren't going to get the shot? They're just not going to do it.
I don't believe in giving up on people, Craig. I really don't.
The 500 million tests that have been ordered that are going to be sent to every American, do we know when those are going out?
Shortly. They're going to go out shortly.
They've been ordered.
I have to look at the current information. I think it's going to be by next week. But soon. Absolutely soon. And it is a matter of urgency for us.
Should we have done that sooner?
We are doing it.
Should we have done it sooner?
We are doing it.
Yeah, we're doing it. We're doing it. Christmas is coming. You know Christmas is coming. It's on your calendar, right? It is going to come December 25th. That's what they're saying. We're doing it. It's coming. It's coming. My God. You talk about a dysfunctional administration. Remember, Joe Biden campaigned on the fact that give me 2 weeks in office, I will solve COVID. Well, first of all, that was not just a lie, but a really stupid thing to say. You think you could come in 2 weeks wipe out a virus that is raging throughout the world and mutating? That was probably something he'd like to take back, don't you think? He probably should, but he hasn't. He just continues to act like everything is just fine. Oh, yeah, we got 7% inflation now. We still have supply chain blockage. We have now posting not just "Let's go, Brandon," but "Biden empty shelves." Many folks are going in. They can't, once again, find butt coin. That would be toilet paper. But it amounts to about the same thing when it comes to price lately, doesn't it? Because the prices just keep going up. And Biden himself admitted the other day, he said, "I just learned hamburger was $5 a pound. Listening to my wife talk to a friend." Because he doesn't go out and buy hamburger. He has no idea what it is. Not every spouse, that includes Democrat and Republican and Independent, if they're not doing the grocery buying, they really don't know, and that's understandable. And, of course, if they're a high-ranking politician or a big job, big CEO, they probably don't go do the grocery shopping. And they really don't know, but they're making so much money they don't care. I mean, many of us are blessed enough that when we pull up to a service station, I don't care what they put on the sign, you're going to fill up your car. You're going to take it. You got to need it. And, of course, that gives them even more reason to push more green deals and say, let's get rid of them. I'm actually thinking about it. I really am. I'm all into oil and gas industry. I grew up in West Texas oil country. My dad was in the oil business, made us a great living. I know we're going to be gradually moving toward a more different approach. For a while, I thought we were going to basically go full nuclear. We start building these nuclear plants around the nation, but they realize that still won't be enough. And windmills, that's not going to generate enough. And by the way, if you put those windmills, if you're going to put them off the coast of Martha's Vineyard where they ruin the view, and they put up a big legal fight to keep them from ruining their view from their multi-million dollar mansions. But they'll damn sure stick them across farm country, across the U.S., where it ruins your view of your pasture. Doesn't take me long to divert and get off detour, does it? See, I come into this program, and I've got a lot of things laid out. I kind of know where I'm going to go, and then all of a sudden things just start coming unraveled. It's almost like somebody's holding a gun to my head and said, change everything right now. And you think it's tough on me? You should be marking the other side in the control room. He still doesn't have the full copy for today's program laid out because I'm still trying to process the third hour while we're doing this hour. I mean, the second hour while we're doing this one. Because the things are breaking left and right. And I like to try to stay on top of things for you as best as I can and give you a good, fair report, and a good, fair perspective. So that interview that you were hearing then when VP Harris saying, we got a lot of people that have been unvaccinated, and we're not going to give up. We're not going to give up. We're just not going to give up. She's going to stand her ground. She's going to insist we know what we're doing, and we're handling it better. There are millions unvaxxed. Tests aren't there, but we're doing it. We're doing it. And sure enough, as if on cue, because she was doing that interview this morning on NBC, well, somebody said, let's get the president out there to add to that. So he comes out and he addresses in a brief statement to reporters, saying that we are going to get our mask out soon. Again, he's not giving a deadline either. They have learned, let's don't put down deadlines. But he does say by next week, according to the Hill, we will have high-quality masks. But then, as the New York Post adds, he won't take questions. He still won't take questions about it. And he's now launching this new mask push 2 years into COVID. 2 years. And now he says we're going to make the mask available. They're going to be high quality, kind of N95. Fauci, Dr. Fake, the other day said, yeah, it's, we're just very close to the CDC's probably going to change its rules and order everybody wear N95 masks, not those cloth masks, not those advertising your football team or your girlfriend's name or little hearts on it or smiles or dog face or whatever the hell you're wearing. They say they're not good enough. They won't work. Well, then why do you keep putting them on the kids? So now we're going to put kids inside N95 mask for day-long school? That is, you talk about an uprising among parents. It's going to escalate quickly now. But let's go back to this interview that took place with NBC's Craig Melvin today. Now, there are a lot of subjects that were brought up. I can't cover them all this hour. I'm going to be spending time on some of them in the next hour. And one of them in particular, you're going to want to hear. You're going to want to hear the question regarding Biden-Harris ticket again in 2024. Now, that you would definitely want to hear coming up later, and also how VP Harris is defending what Biden said in Georgia yesterday, even though the black voters that were pushing for Georgia to have better laws and say that the Republicans are trying to, again, once again, constrict laws, they were boycotting the Biden speech. They didn't bother going. Stacey Abrams running for governor in Georgia had been complaining about Georgia laws and re-election so much so, so loud so, that back in the summer, they were urging companies to boycott Georgia. Major companies are based in Atlanta. Coca-Cola, American Airlines. And in the process, here came the World Series of Baseball going to be held. Not the World Series, but the All-Star Pro Game going to be held in Atlanta. And Atlanta decided, well, let's pull it. Let's pull it out of there. If they're so racist there in Georgia, let's move. So they went to really racist 90-plus percent white Denver. That solved that problem, didn't it? And then you had Stacey Abrams saying, well, I don't mean you had to, you know, let's don't get carried away here. See, when the rhetoric catches up to the action and starts action, then they start trying to put the flames out, you know, do something, stomp on them, grab a towel, get some water, spit on them, do something to stop the fire, because it cost Georgians a lot of money by pulling that All-Star game out of Georgia. And again, when the president went down to speak yesterday, he got criticized. We're going to get into all that again, and because it's worth spending more time on. And I want you to hear what VP Harris had to say about basically how Biden handled it. But the question and the focus of this immediate moment is that Biden is now announcing, because Harris was being pinned down this morning on that NBC program, but why aren't we doing better? Why aren't we doing better than we did previously? I mean, and she talked about the vax. There's still a lot of folks unvaxxed out there, and we're going to get them vaxxed. We're going to get it done. We're going to get it done. Well, I will give credit again to Craig Melvin at NBC, and he put it just perfectly.
Why aren't we doing better in the fight against COVID?
So let me start with saying that people are rightly frustrated with where we are. We're frustrated. We're all frustrated. But I think it's a mistake, and it would be a mistake to suggest that we've not seen great progress. If you think back to March of 2020, we were all wiping down the boxes that we got if we ordered things online. There was no vaccine. Now we have a vaccine, which has proved to be effective, and boosters. Now we have our children back in school. 95% of schools are back open. But we're building back up, we're opening back up, and we are not where we were a year ago.
We're not really where we were a year ago. Well, first of all, we have since recognized all that wiping down, that was nonsense. That wasn't doing anything. And while she's almost proclaiming, isn't it great, schools are open again? They had to fight tooth and nail and call each other names in Chicago to get our third largest school district of the nation to get the teachers union to tell teachers you can go back. Prior to that, they were telling teachers, if you dare go back before we say you can go back, we'll snitch on you and we will make you pay once we restart everything. And in California, they're still having districts closed down. And in addition to that, we're doing things and things are better. We're still ordering children to be masked for hours on end when we know it makes no difference with the mask they have on now. So now we're going to give them 95 N95 masks. And yet we also know that out of children, despite Sonia Sotomayor, Supreme Court Justice, the other day saying that we have 100,000 kids in the hospitals, it's a lie. She, Supreme Court Justice, said we have 100,000 kids in the hospital today. Since we all began this COVID battle, we haven't had more than 89,000 total at any point. And many of those had underlying issues. We got a lot to cover over the next 2 hours. And I'll tell you, it's changing rapidly because as I'm looking at some of the news headlines coming across here, what I was going to do, I may have to change. So I do want to tell you this, though, that in China, they are locking down again. Stand by. I have a new sponsor, just in time, that could save you a lot of trouble, maybe pain. K-Guard leaf-free gutter system. Leaves get in your gutter, rain comes, ice, you have a major costly issue. Contact my new sponsor for a free estimate. K-Guard Midwest, locally owned, so you're supporting your neighbors and this program. KGuardMidwest.com. KGuardMidwest.com.
Is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
All right, well, here's a story that's breaking that you need to know about right now, and that is we need to be concerned about the Olympics in numerous ways. One, the fact that we are allowing it to take place in a country that has been enslaving people, genocide. But it's one of those tough calls again. I mean, it never should have been set up there. Never should have been set up. We should have fought it, but we didn't. And even Mike Pompeo, when Secretary of State said, yeah, we should have really put our foot down on that. But we didn't. I guess the idea then was that maybe this will help us improve relations with China to some extent. The Chinese play a long game. A long centuries game. Generally, this nation plays 4 years to 4 years, 4 to 8 years, maybe 4 to 15 years. And that's about as far as we go. Now, we're being told there's another shutdown in China. This is now another town. Children, or rather citizens with fever, not allowed to leave Taiwan or enter Beijing until the risk of infection has been ruled out. They've strengthened checks on residents traveling to Beijing by setting up checkpoints and special channels at highways and transportation stations. Taijian, I'm probably mispronouncing, not trying to, but home to roughly 14 million. And it serves as a major commuter base for workers who travel to Beijing daily for jobs in the capital. So they've suspended the sale of all high-speed train tickets as of 2 days ago. asking all their commuters to work from home. That's a third lockdown. They previously locked down others across the nation for a new COVID outbreak or one they never got under control to begin with. I'm not sure, but the bottom line is they're doing everything they can in advance of the 2022 Winter Olympics, 2022, which would be this year, scheduled to take place starting the 4th of next month. The leader of the 2022 Winter Olympics coronavirus prevention efforts told reporters, adding a lockdown order for either Beijing or its surrounding province remains off the table for now. He said this overall situation remains under control. They're trying to create a coronavirus-free bubble for all athletes and personnel participating in the games. Now, it may well be that this is just the outbreak of Omicron, which everyone is getting, and you may feel too tired or sick to play, and you have to pull yourself out. Or it may be just that you got a little fever, but you're going to go out and do your best. You've trained for these 4 years. You're going to do what you can. But this administration, and again, Pompeo was with the Trump administration. We failed to be as tough as we could have been on. We tried different ways, boycotts, tariffs, and so forth. We finally gave some, and they gave some. But right now, it continues. Coming up, I've got a guest who helped write a piece for the Daily Signal. He's with the Heritage Foundation. And did you know this? There's a new administrative agency that's taking down the names of Americans who are not getting the COVID test and vaccine.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Ackerman Toyota has the perfect new or pre-owned car for you. But Jay Ackerman also has a mission to help charities that make a difference. Ackerman Toyota supports food banks, veterans groups, head injury victims, charities battling cancer. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
I guess I grew up on an older road. A pedal to the metal, always did what I was told. Until I found out that my brand new clothes are came secondhand from the rich kids next door. When I grew up fast, I guess I grew up mean. There's a thousand things inside my head I wish I ain't seen. And now I just wander through a real bad dream. Or feeling like I'm coming apart at the seams. But thank you, Jack Daniel's old number seven. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven and I'm...
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
So my guest we've had on before, always glad to have him join us, Giancarlo. I'm sorry, please forgive me for the mistake there. Giancarlo Canaparo with the Heritage Foundation. Glad to have you back aboard, sir.
Thank you for having me.
And I apologize. I kind of was rushing you through, and I just rushed your name. I apologize.
No problem.
You and a colleague just finished a piece for the Daily Signal that certainly deserves attention, especially after we heard Dr. Holtz from the Texas Children's Hospital yesterday stating that we have a real problem in this nation of people not getting the vaccine. And today, VP Harris saying, well, folks just won't do it, and they want to make it all about red versus blue and make it political. Now, what you wrote in your beginning of your piece here, there's a tiny administrative agency in the D.C. that might end up being a model for a whole government push to assemble list of Americans who object on religious grounds to COVID-19 vaccine. That's frightening.
Yeah, so what we saw yesterday, a tiny administrative agency here put out a notice that said for all of its employees, if you make a religious accommodation request so that you can be exempted from the vaccine on religious grounds, They're going to store your name and your personal religious information, whatever that means, along with all sorts of other information about you. And they're going to store it and take it. And they don't explain why. They don't explain how long they're going to keep it for. They don't explain what they're going to do with it. And, you know, we worried yesterday morning that the rest of the government might do this and that Biden was testing this out on a little agency that he hoped would be unnoticed. Well, it turns out we've done a little more digging. It sure is a whole of government approach, something close now to 15 executive agencies, which in total employ tens, if not hundreds of thousands of Americans, are doing this. So if you work for a federal agency, you will be, and you have a religious request, not to have the vaccine, the government is going to start storing all of that data about you, your private religious information, why you requested,
I gotta stop you. I'm sorry. I gotta interrupt. Everything you're telling me, I would expect to hear in China and Hong Kong, not Hong Kong, but in North Korea, and any other communist dictatorship. What the hell is going on?
That is the question that we don't know. The government doesn't need this information. The government already has in place some kinds of procedures for dealing with religious accommodations. This is not a new concept. What is new is that they're now creating these databases of anyone who files one and then keeping this information for who knows how long and who knows what purposes. They don't need this information except when you say, you know, they say you need the vaccine. You come back and say, I have a religious accommodation. They say, okay, or no, and then you know, fight it out in court. But they don't need the information longer than it takes them to say yes or no. But now we've got databases. And you know, right now, this is going to apply to everyone who works for the federal government. That's more than 3 million people.
How do you, if we're going to look at the worst of the worst, and, of course, it's just the government. But how do you suspect, or what is the end game?
I couldn't tell you. Look, I mean, this sort of information could be used, you know, to keep track of people who the government thinks are wrong thinkers. You can identify these people. You can now target them for, you know, discriminatory treatment. You could fire them. You could take retaliatory action against them because they have a religious view that the Biden administration thinks is wrong, completely un-American, extremely concerning. We're not going to stop being concerned unless the government stops this program or somehow convinces us that this information is not going to be used for nefarious purposes. But
I don't know,
there's no reason that the government needs this information.
I don't know if you're aware of it, but just today, just before we went on the air and we put it at the beginning of the program that, you know, we've been saying that when it came to the Capitol January 6th attack, which was wrong, battling police, busting your way into the Capitol, but other people just followed in. They didn't know what they were doing. They just walked in and see the Capitol open. And we keep saying, not one person. You keep saying it's insurrection. No one's been charged with anything like insurrection. It is more like trespassing, stealing, defacing, things of that nature. Well, suddenly the Justice Department said, all right, we'll do that. So they're charging 11 defendants with seditious conspiracy. Now, that relates to sedition, and it includes the leader of the Oath Keepers, a religious group. So it tells me that maybe it's going to be used in some way to target various denominations. If you are a Republican, conservative, and especially white, because of the makeup of this agency, am I wrong?
Well, what we've seen from this administration is just constant hostility to anyone with religious views, whether it's, you know, they have refused to give military service members a religious accommodation from the COVID vaccine, although they give them religious accommodations from other vaccines. They have tried to gut the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. They've tried to force public funds to be used to sponsor abortions in foreign countries, even though that's illegal. I mean, when it comes to people with religious views, the government, the Biden administration is just completely hostile to them.
There's another thing you point out in the article. And again, we're listening to Giancarlo Canaparo, who is with Heritage Foundation and with a co-author, wrote this piece for the Daily Signal. And here's something down in the copy that should really send off more alarms for you folks. They write that almost no one has heard of this agency for the District of Columbia. Very few people pay close attention to it. It's seldom covered, it or its policies. And at the time they wrote this article, the announcement itself had been viewed only 16 times. Whereas if Biden came out and made that statement, then we're going to start taking a look and making a list of those who refuse to get the vaccine on religious grounds. And that's just a starting point, in my opinion. Then it would be big news. But this is kind of slipped in the middle of the night, like we're shipping illegals across the country.
Right, and which makes me worried that this is, you know, somehow nefarious, an attempt to sort of get a database of all the religious people that the government doesn't like. Because if, you know, you work, if this policy was being put into place for some legitimate reason, which I can't imagine, you wouldn't need to be so secretive about it. I mean, they rolled this out in the tiniest little agency you've never heard of called the Pretrial Services Agency for the District of Columbia. This was an attempt to stealth test this policy and try to sneak it through. Well, thankfully, some of us read the obscure goings on of federal agencies and we caught this, but that worries me.
That does worry, man. And I'm glad you guys made some notice of it. I hope it gets more coverage. The whole point of doing it in this fashion, it's almost like let's test the water and see how hot it might be or might get. And if we have to, we can bail out, and Biden can say, well, I didn't know anything about that. I mean, it provides a nefarious way to start it, and it provides an automatic way to come up with an excuse. Correct?
Oh, yeah. I think that's right. We really need an explanation on what this policy is, why it's being undertaken, what they're going to be doing with this data. There doesn't seem to me to be a reasonable explanation of why would the government is creating these databases and why it's departing from past practice. So we need some answers.
And the other part of it is there are many blacks that don't want the vaccine for their own personal reason, maybe religious or not, but they just aren't going to do it. You think we're seeing equity when we were told by this president everybody be treated the same?
Yeah, we've seen this administration has been just hyper-focused on all racial issues. They call it racial equity. The idea is that any time there's a disparity, that must be racism. Well, you want to talk about a disparity, let's talk about the majority African-Americans who staff this agency. African-Americans are more religious than the average American. They are less vaccinated. And so they are going to be disproportionately affected.
Well, the point, I'll wrap it up, and the point being, if Trump had issued this, there would be an outcry immediately. Giancarlo, thank you very much for your time, sir. You've done an excellent job. We look forward to seeing more on this. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure.
We'll do it again. Giancarlo Canaparo, legal fellow of the Heritage Foundation, that a piece appearing in the Daily Signal. I'm going to let you hear a doctor that we used yesterday talking about how they're trying to link anti-vaxxers to Bibles and Bible thumpers and gun owners. Listen to this coming up.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Let's break it down into components. Component one
is the fact that the far-right anti-vaccine aggression has caused 200,000 Americans since last June to lose their lives because they were defiant of vaccines. So there is, and this is coming right out of the CPAC conference, vaccines are political instruments of control, or first they'll vaccinate you, then they'll take your guns and Bibles away, quotes from members of the United States Congress.
That is Dr. Peter Holtz, the Vaccine Research Director at Texas Children's Hospital, talking about how you got all these people that are partisan, they're politicized, they're evangelized, they're gun owners, they don't want to take the vaccine. In other words, what you were just hearing the guest say a moment ago, says the government's already been tracking that and looking closer at it based on, if you don't want to take the vaccine and you're claiming religious exemption, we're going to start listing your name. And odds are those on that list have guns in the house. And odds are those on that list are probably more independent, maybe conservative, maybe far conservative, but they're not very likely to be liberal Democrat. They might well be moderate Democrat. And, of course, they certainly could be progressive, far left, turn this country upside down, transform it, make it look more like communist China or North Korea, and we will be happy. And they won't be happy. Because if they stop and think about it, and that's such a stupid statement I made. My God, I should be taken out and flogged to suggest that the progressives, if they start to think. But if by chance that should happen, they will realize countries like North Korea and China and many of the Muslim countries that they think are so much better than this country, if they find out that you are studying a religion other than what they tell you to, or they think you're doing anything to mock the leader of the country, and oh my God, if you are in love with someone of the same sex, you will be executed, stoned to death, thrown off the highest building, and then hit with stones to make sure you're dead. We don't want that in this country. And if we got this little agency, as you heard my prior guest say, they're already compiling lists and names of those who, for religious reasons, do not want to take this vaccine. They've taken other vaccines. I know I've heard people say, hey, we have certain laws. I have a guest on here a lot of times, John LeBoutier, very good. Very good, says, hey, you have other laws you obey. If you don't, they're going to give you a ticket. That would be like more speeding, of course, but also the seatbelts. If maybe folks don't want to wear a seatbelt, I think you're stupid if you don't, but that's your choice. And if you go flying through the window in a car accident, then that's your stupidity. This word just breaking, as I told you, this is one of these days that we're getting a lot of material suddenly coming out, and I'm trying to keep up to speed on it while we keep the program going for you. The Supreme Court issuing mixed rulings in a pair of cases challenging the Biden administration vaccine mandates. It's going to allow the requirement that he issued for certain health care workers to go into effect, but it's going to block the enforcement of the mandate that OSHA would carry out involving businesses that have 100 or more employees. That's the Supreme Court ruling. It's almost like cutting the baby in half. Did it solve anything or not? Occupational Safety and Health Administration rule took effect Monday, but it was not going to be activated until they got the ruling from the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court says, nope, business cannot be fined, nor can their employees be required to get vaccinated, get tested weekly, and wear a mask. We'll have more on that as it comes up, and also more on the FBI finally under the DOJ deciding. They keep saying that we haven't charged anybody with insurrection on January 6th. Well, now maybe we will. And one of them happens to be the leader of the Oath Keepers. Sounds like a religious organization. Do you know what that is? We'll get into that, and we've got a lot more. And Kamala Harris trying to defend Biden. Good luck with that.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.